Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Talking Rugby Union podcast in a fairly different locale to usual. We're at Twickenham for the Bucks Super Rugby Finals Day. Of course, the Bucks Finals Day just generally for the women's rugby competitions. And we're currently watching Exeter Women versus Durham University's Women. 7-all currently, 21 minutes in. How do we think this game's going?
It's been a great start, hasn't it, Joe? Like, a really, really good start. Like I say, just over 20 minutes gone. Try piece for both sides. Katie Matterson scoring for Exeter in between the sticks, but what a try from Sophie Shams to get Durham back level. It's been a very, very even contest under the sunshine at Twickenham. So really looking forward to see how this game pans out.
Yeah, of course. And now, Chris, we did a few previews for the game as Exeter go towards the 22. We did a few previews for the games. Who did you speak to, and what was your general feel for this game?
Yeah, so we started with University of Exeter. We spoke with their head coach, Joey App, who's done a wonderful job there. We said on the podcast last week that they've been brilliant over the last year and a half or so, Joe. 24 games unbeaten, the current champions from last season, and they've got that experience today. You know, they're hoping to use all that experience, as well as the talent who play in the Tyrrells Premiership and the international stage as well, so they're trying to combine that together to get the result this afternoon.
Yeah, and of course Exeter won a fairly close game last year, would we say? Max, you were quite impressed with the standard last year, and I think this year's standing up for it as well.
Yeah, I think the standard's getting better year in, year out. You know, Exeter will go into this as the hot favourites with all the class that they've got, but you know, it's been a great 22 minutes for Durham. Standout players so far, the six for Durham, Lydia Crossman putting herself around the park, making some big hits, showing the physicality there, and then the fullback getting over the whitewash well, showing a bit of a turning pace. You know, I probably thought, you know, Exeter would run away with this, but you know, I think it could be close towards the end.
Exeter unbeaten in, I think, something like 18 months now, of course. Yeah. Won this game in extra time, actually, last year. So, actually not massively convincing last year, but this year they've gone unbeaten. And the last team to beat Durham actually were Exeter.
Yeah, I mean, they won all 10 of their league matches, Joe, and they dropped just one point, so they picked up 49 points out of 50, and they've been brilliant. They've just harnessed sort of the success from last year, and they've gone into the knockout stages, and done really well. That semi-final, the first half performance against Cardiff Met, was brilliant from their side, and that really helped them get into this final. And we're just watching a penalty now from Langi to
so hear this noise if it goes over.
Respect the kicker.
Nailed it.
Oh, and now we're going to get copyright struck. This is going to be fantastic.
That's not our fault.
Well, still happened. Interesting choices of music, I must say, today.
Yeah, I know that the girl, both teams bought out of some good support, as you could probably hear in the background. There's a lot of summer fruit cider knocking around, and a few of the Exeter fans beating on the drums.
I'm gasping for some
so,
fruit cider.
You know, it's a... It's not some massive crowd, but it's a crowd.
It's better than last year, I'd say.
Which is good.
Weather's definitely better.
Let's not beat around the bush.
It's still chilly though.
There's not thousands here, but we're building an atmosphere which we want.
Yeah, and I think for the men's game, which we'll get onto fairly sharpish, there'll probably be a few more rocking up from the buses from Leeds and Hartbury as well. I don't know what you guys reckon.
Oh, absolutely. They're always making a noise. I mean, Hartbury have been here for 2 years. We know what to expect. Beer cups flying around the place. Good songs, good chants. So expect that. And then Leeds Beckett returning to Twickenham for the first time since 2015, I think. 2014, 2015. So they'll be ready and really up for a game and trying to take centre stage, really.
Yeah, and we're watching Durham now on the attack. Exeter not looking like the champions currently. I'm trying to think. Chris, you spoke to Joey App. What were her feelings before the game? Of course, England under 20s women's coach as well.
Yeah, you know, it's just to echo what we said before, really, Joe. She's very much proud of this group of girls. They've been on a really good journey together. They've got great camaraderie between them. That's probably why they've been so consistent. And it's just, like we said, the sprinkling of Tyrrell's Premiership girls. You know, they've got Clara Nielsen, I think, playing at hooker today. She plays for Bristol Women's with Poppy Leach, who was playing for England literally 2 months ago against France in the Six Nations, which was arguably the Red Rose's toughest game. So they've got such a wealth of experience and such a talented group of individuals. They'll be absolutely desperate to make it two wins in a row at Twickenham.
Yeah, and the development of the women's game is going to continue because they're introducing a similar competition to Bucks Super Rugby for the women's game. How beneficial can that be for women's rugby?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the climate we're in at the minute, we know, you know, women's rugby is getting better and better. It's, you know, from a commercial point of view, there's a lot more companies wanting to get on board, and you know, it's only going to strengthen the game from all aspects, from all age groups. And again, it's just another platform for girls to showcase what they can do.
Yeah, so women's game in England, very much on the Ford. I don't know if there's much else we can say about this game, and maybe we'll come to you at half-time, maybe even full-time, probably more likely. What we will say, regardless of the sunshine and the temperature in London today, it is still chilly at Twickenham.
Yeah, we're literally sat in the shade. I think it's the only part of Twickenham which is in the shade at the moment, and it's quite chilly. Max had to go and get my coat, because I'm the standard university games that I seem to cover, I'm fairly, you know, sporadic in terms of my coats and jackets. So, yeah, glad I've got my jacket on. But hopefully the sun moves towards here for the men's final, Joe.
Did you wear a T-shirt to Leeds Beckett the other week?
Yeah, because it was absolutely, it was like the best, hottest day of the year. And, you know, I wore a jacket and then had the T-shirt.
I never saw that jacket, mate.
Yeah, never saw a jacket, but could have come.
Oh, I know why you didn't wear the jacket. I remember why you didn't wear the jacket now. Because it was an England jacket.
It was an England jacket. Would have made me look more important than I already am.
Yeah.
But no, we hope everyone that has watched this game or is tuning into this game or whenever, however you're viewing this game, whether you're at the game, whatever, we hope you're enjoying it, and we'll get back to you with our full-time thoughts fairly sharpish. Thank you very much. Okay, Chris, the men's game has just kicked off. We've got booing for a penalty. That's not respect the kicker. What's
As
going
it
on?
Says in massive letters on the screen, but...
You missed it. Anyway, doesn't matter. So, we've just had the women's final. It's just concluded 30 points to 24?
26.
To 26. That was closer than even I realised. What do you think the real difference was in that game?
I think it was Exeter's resolve. Durham started brilliantly in the start of the second half. Max mentioned her before. Lydia Crossman was excellent all afternoon for Durham. And she scored the opening try and it gave Durham that lead. But Exeter just bought the time. They immediately hit back, down this right-hand side and through the winger, but then they bought the time, they sort of tried to dictate the tempo of the game, and they managed to get a try, and then a late penalty from Langi Tuima sealed the deal for Exeter, and it's two wins in a row for them. They're absolutely delighted with that.
Yeah, of course. And the man, well, not the man of the match, sorry, the player of the match wasn't even on the winning side, number 15 for Durham. What did you make of her game?
She was brilliant. Sophie Shams, absolutely brilliant. Her and Lydia Crossman were the standout players for Durham. And yeah, like you say, Joe, it's probably really disappointing for her because she scored two really, really good tries. But it's just credit to this Durham team. They have been brilliant all season. We said before, 12 wins from 12. The best season, the first ever appearance at Twickenham. And they took a brilliant Exeter side all the way. So they can't be too downhearted. And to be fair, we saw it afterwards, didn't we, Joe? They just stayed behind. They watched the presentation, got pictures. They were smiling. I think they've just really enjoyed the occasion. And obviously winning's not great, but they've been class acts this afternoon, Ben. All credit to them.
And what I'll say last year is some of the Hartbury players on the women's losing side weren't as sportswoman like. You know,
I think Dora's reaction. I think they just, it was because the first time here, and they were just, you know, over the moon to have put in such a great performance. And the negative is they lost, but they'll remember this day for a long time, I think.
And I'll tell you what, it bodes really well for the future of women's rugby and university level, of course, because we've got the Super League thing coming next year as well.
Yeah, if you just look at the last two finals, Joe, you've got 4 points in this one, 1 point in last year's one. And for me, that it just shows how well and developing university rugby is as a start. And then the growth of the women's game, England, the Six Nations, the Tyrrells Prem, it's all going in one direction, and that's only positive for the game.
I really can't wait for that league. I think it's going to be the best thing to happen to women's rugby in the UK since the Tyrrells Premiership.
It's going to be really interesting. You know, you've had Exeter and Hartbury last year, Exeter and Durham today. Those top six teams will be battling out, and it's a great, great addition from Boxer to the university women's rugby game.
Back to Exeter, it's Jo Yap's last game in charge.
Yeah.
She leaves such a legacy behind Exeter, doesn't she?
Absolutely, you know, she's guided a team the last 2 years, and you could tell by her celebration, she was just really emotional. It was a bit of relief, I think, at the same time, but at the same time, she was really emotional straight away running onto the pitch with the girls. And we spoke to Captain Hannah Gascoigne afterwards, and she was saying, it's like a family. This team is a family, and that's what you've sort
Jo's
of got
the mum,
out
of course, yeah.
And Jo's the mum of that, yeah. No, a month, you know, a year and a half of brilliant form, and they've just grown as a group. And Jo did admit to us that they are going to be going through a lot of changes next season. But, you know, she's been absolutely every key to everything Exeter have done over the last 2 years, and she'll be sorely missed, definitely.
Okay, and the men's game has kicked off. Me and Max Ashcroft are watching dutifully as Chris goes through his emails. I think people can probably tell in the background. There's a bit of background noise, Max. Two sets of travelling supporters that have come really in good voice.
Yeah, no, the Leeds Beckett lads are coming with the bucket hats on, looking, you know, there's a few rowdy lads down there. So they're bringing some noise, which is good. The Hartbury lads, let's say, they're probably a little more quiet, but I'm sure they'll get into it.
There are some hand signals waving around in the sky. We've seen a few of the ex-Hartbury players down there. Malik Holden's down there. Tom Pashley are down there. So Hartbury bringing their former players who have had Bucks Super Rugby glory to this game. But unfortunately, myself and Chris, when we were down on the touchline after the game, we saw a pretty sad sight, really, in that Chester Duff had to pull out due to injury before the game. Max, you rated him so highly when we went to Leeds to watch them play Cardiff Met.
Yeah, he was a standout player, you know, and every credit to him getting his selection for England Students. You know, he's always going to be a threat with the ball in hand. He's got good pace, he's good defensively, he's a smart rugby player. You know, so he's going to be a massive loss for Leeds Beckett. But, you know, we're 8 minutes into this game and already the forward pack for Leeds is putting their mark on this game. Some big physical units. As we can see now, they're mauling from the 5 metre line and could get over the line here. But I think it's going to be a very physical encounter.
Yeah, of course. Hartbury, I mean, you've said in previous podcasts that you've seen them rock up and they've been massive blokes. It's no different today. Some of these guys are going to play for Gloucester in the future, surely.
Yeah, there's some big units across up all both teams. You know, Hartbury are going to have that experience from training with the Championship side. We're training with some big lads. So, you know, physicality wise, they're going to be able to match Leeds. It's going to be a tough battle for both packs.
And what would you say your Magic Max, Mystic Max predictions are for today? I mean, it's nearly 10 minutes in, 0-0 still, quite tight so far. However, Leeds are on the 5 metre line, but it is a Hartbury scrum. What are your predictions for this game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Leeds. I think that's the prediction I used. Came up with a couple, well, last week, sorry.
Oh, I forgot I wasn't here for some podcasts.
He's definitely going to be right.
I'm going to stick to that one. I think Leeds are going to win the upfront battle. And then hopefully, you know, Leeds backs can help them out.
I hope everyone is appreciating the ambient noise we've left in for this. This is an incredible atmosphere, much better than last year when it was a bit chillier and there was a bit of rain. Someone's drinking out of a shoe. It's magnificent. University rugby at its finest. I'm sure we'll be coming back to you in the near future. Right, so we've reached half time of the men's final, the men's Bucks Super Rugby final. It's 6 points to 21 in favour of Hartbury. Max, what have you made of that first half?
Yeah, well my early prediction, I think, has been completely wrong.
Mystic Max is over.
Yeah, I think so. Unless Leeds have a stellar second half. A few pointers from me. You know, Hartbury have really dominated the breakdown. Physicality-wise in the breakdown, they've been immense. Their work rates, you know, they've really worked hard on and off with the ball. I think the centre partnership of Robbie Smith and Joe Margetts has been, you know, they've been really solid with a bit of X factor, which has been good. Yeah. And ultimately, Hartbury have looked like the team that are more up for it. Now, obviously, we know there's been the exclusion of Chester Duff due to maybe look like a thigh injury. And we know a few of the tries have gone down that wing already. Now, the question is bringing off a man like, well, with Chester not playing, is that going to impact the team?
Because he's a big part of that team in both attack and defence, like we were saying actually during the game.
You know, and it looks like it could have thrown Leeds off the boil a little bit. But they don't want to come off the final whistle saying, oh, it's because Chester wasn't playing. So they've got to start, you know, being a little bit more proactive and also just giving that 110%, because ultimately, you know, they don't want to have any doubts and they want to go in knowing that they gave it their all. So I think they just need to start again. Don't worry about the scoreline. Start fresh and play with a smile on the face and throw the ball around.
Yeah, it's an old saying, but it's one that might apply here. It's 0-0 at half time, all to play for in the second half.
Yeah, very much so. Just start again from Leeds. You know, look, just brush that one away. You know, look, we haven't played well. Let's start again. let's do what we know we're good at. Let's get the ball out to our back three. Let's start getting some over the gain line with the forwards. And let's just start being a bit more positive, because currently we look a bit sorry for ourselves because our star winger's gone off. And they don't want that to be the case. They'll be so annoyed at themselves at the end of the game if they give that a reason for losing.
Yeah, and what we should say, the travelling support has been fantastic today. Hartbury fans throwing balloons onto the pitch. I mean, they've been giving each other a bit of stick as well, Max. That's one of your favourite things about University Rugby, right?
Yeah, great atmosphere, but it's all good, done in good spirits, you know. There's all a bit of friendly banter between the two teams, which is really important. And for such a little crowd in the context of Twickenham, it's a good atmosphere. And, you know, I urge people to get down on a day like today and watch some good rugby and have a good atmosphere.
Yeah, and we've got one more half to go. We'll give you the final scores at the end of the game. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Right, so we've reached the end of another Bucks Super Rugby Finals day. We had another win from Hartbury. I don't know what else there is to really say about it.
Yeah, I mean, they were 42-27 winners, I think, in the end, Joe, and you know, it's getting very repetitive, but it just shows the consistency in the programme that's at Hartbury, because to do this 3 years in a row is magnificent. I mean, they finished second in the domestic league, played really, really well in the playoffs, especially against in that semi-final against Bath, and that first half today, they were really, really strong. Second half, Leeds Beckett really fought back into it, but then I think Hartbury just kept the composure, drew on experience of playing here before, and that sort of helped them over the line, so it was a great win for them, and I'm sure they'll celebrate tonight.
Max, what did you make of the game? Of course, it was a really physical encounter in the end.
I think in the second half, Leeds really took it to them in the breakdown, tried to get on top of them in terms of that, and in the contact area as well, but like Chris was saying, Hartbury just sort of rode that purple patch, and then ultimately they just went back to the basics, strong set piece, got the breakdown sorted again, and they showed their class.
Favourites for next year?
I think you've just got to probably say yeah. So, I mean, we asked a question to Sean Lynn then, and he was just like, we'll enjoy tonight and then we'll think about next year. But this, you know, they keep churning out these players. Three different captains have won it now. They just have a very, very well-balanced squad. But, you know, just on Leeds Beckett, 11 games unbeaten going into this, and they showed that sort of fight in the second half. So they're building something really good. They've got I think Chester or Kerry might have said they've got a squad that's going to probably be sticking together next year, so they'll probably be right up there as well.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where we're at Twickenham, it was such a good atmosphere actually in the end, considering there wasn't a massive crowd. I mean, the travelling support is massive for Hartbury.
Yeah, you've got a lot of ex-players, you know, that have played throughout the years that come, obviously, that are working in London or in the surrounding areas. And you can tell how much it means to them, seeing their team win. You know, you had a few ex-Hartbury players watching, some who were playing in the Championship, some that are working in the City. And, you know, they really enjoy coming to Twickenham and supporting their team. And I think that's something that so unique about University Rugby and the prestige of University Rugby. So every credit to the supporters for coming along, and you know, I'm sure there'll be a few sore heads tomorrow, and there'll be a good booze up somewhere.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, we might as well look to who's joining Bucks Super Rugby next year. We've got Swansea coming in, beats Nottingham 32-28, I think, in the end, down in Swansea. Brilliant for them.
Third Welsh team. Three Welsh
for South,
teams
for South Welsh rugby.
Yeah, three Welsh teams in the league next year. Cardiff Met, and now Swansea. I mean, they came second in their domestic league behind Hartbury seconds. But you know, they beat a strong Newcastle side in that sort of Bucks Super Rugby playoff, and then played this morning. It was actually against a side, you know, that probably wanted to stay in this league. I mean, they've been building great things with them in Nottingham Rugby Club. So it's a shame to see Trent go, but Swansea will be a really new and fresh and exciting addition to the league next year.
Yes, so it's all wrapped up once again. This is what all the months have been about, of Chris writing, well, me writing as well, I suppose, actually. Loads of Bucks Super Rugby content. We will be continuing again next season. I think next up might be Bucks Sevens.
Potentially, yeah, always at Leeds, isn't it? So.
So we could be popping out for the day yet again, maybe for another little podcast. But no, we hope everyone has enjoyed our coverage of Bucks Super Rugby and the women's finals, of course, as well. Interviews can be found on Instagram and I think Twitter. Twitter's the main one. Talk Rugby Union on there. And just to wrap this all up, I'll get everyone's Instagram and Twitter handles in. Chris?
C_heel.
for both?
Yeah, both Twitter and Instagram.
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Twitter is Max_Ashcroft.
It is. Thank you.
If you didn't know that, I don't believe that.
I don't use it that often, no. I don't know when it's really soft. But just a few words for me regarding this season. You know, I think strength to strength. You know, these teams, they're pretty much full professional teams, and it's every credit to, you know, from the physio to the management to the universities themselves, the amount of work that they're putting into this. And it's days like today that, you know, they can showcase themselves, and Hartbury have shown what a great program they've got. You know, you can go to university, you can play rugby, you can get a degree, you can get some friends for life. And, you know, let's not overlook that. It's really important, these rugby programs they're getting, these universities are producing. And we just want to keep it, seeing it grow and grow. It's going to go from strength to strength, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've got to echo that. Sorry, Joe, I've got to echo what Matt said. It's been a brilliant season. You know, every time we tuned into a live stream or we've been to a game ourselves, there's been an unpredictable result. Every team, I think, this season has beaten everyone. And it's just been a really, really good season. And we're hoping for a lot more to come. But as Matt says, you've got to give credit to these universities. What they now see as university rugby might not have been the same as 4, 5, 6 years ago. There is a real pathway for these players coming through. And saw today Luke Northmore, Bucks Player of the Year, signed for Harlequins. And that's just a prime example of what this league can offer. And it's been a brilliant season, and hope it continues.
Yeah, so I suppose that's all from us on Bucks Super Rugby this season. It's quite sad, really. It's coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, England students on the weekend.
On the horizon, so they're
still some uni rugby.
They're at Chester, aren't they, this weekend?
At Chester on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. And then they have 2 games in France as well.
Yes.
Two games in France as well. So we wish Darren Fern and all them men the best of luck. Well, in France and at Chester at the weekend. Should be a really exciting couple of fixtures there. Six players, of course, involved today. Chester Duff, not because of injury. No, it should be a really good affair for that. For the English students, of course, a really good platform. Quite a few players from last year definitely went on that tour.
Well, if you can cut it at that level, there's going to be scouts from the Championship, National League, Premiership watching. So you showcase yourself well against the French, and you know, you could pick up a contract like that. And again, just showing another pathway, what university rugby's doing, and every credit to the system.
So I think that's it for today, chaps. Everyone's enjoyed our little jaunt to Twickenham. Car journey back now. You can find Talking Rugby Union by just typing in Talking Rugby Union on Facebook, at Talk Rugby Union on Twitter, and at Talking Rugby Union on Instagram, where we've been particularly active today, actually. I've been Joe Harvey, your host, and I suppose we'll be doing a podcast in the next couple of weeks, I imagine, actually.
Yeah, well, we will be building up to a great end to the Premiership season, and also looking ahead to, obviously, a big year for the World Cup as well.
Yeah, so thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in, and I'm sure you'll hear us next time.